is going to be talking about and helping you get excited about what we're facing and what we're doing across the nation with the Minutemen, men and women across the country in the Minutemen movement, which I've been a member since the early days of the Minuteman Project with Jim Gilchrist and Chris Simcox. And this evening, our guest is going to be really very knowledgeable. He's a former United States Marine. But before we get to him, I want to go over some of the things that I would like to get you involved in, and, of course, those websites. As you can see, and if you can tell that I'm a little bit charged tonight, things across this nation are starting to shift. We're actually getting to the captain and the crew of the governance of this country. The president and the Senate are finally starting to deal with and have to actually do what the people want and demand and expect of their representatives, and that's called a representative constitutional republic. In other words, they're not an oligarchy. They're not a monarchy. They can't go running off and doing what they want. They are to do our bidding, and that's showing up today. This week, of course, as you all know, Governor Spitzer, the honorable governor of New York City, through a tremendous revolt, 80% of New Yorkers said no to giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. 29 state clerks said, we won't do it. And others there in New York City and New York were saying, we're going to take you to court, Governor Spitzer. And so Spitzer got spat out, if you will, into the reality check that is what this nation's all about. Active, angry, educated, and participating American citizens who are making a difference across this country. If you look at what's happening right now, you're looking at the amnesty was killed in June. The DREAM Act was killed just three, 4 weeks ago. That DREAM Act, of course, would have given unlimited illegal alien amnesty, chain migration, college gigs, and assisted everything. And so we are moving this Titanic in another direction, the USS, United States of America, because we are the crew, and we are the passengers, and we are the commander, and we are the ones paying the passage, and we're the ones paying the captain and the Senate and the crew, and you name it. So I'm kind of excited about that. And each week you get to hear about folks who are making a difference across the country, and I've got yet another one with us. But before we get to our guest and before the break here, I want to bring your attention to a man who is an ICE agent, Immigration Enforcement and Customs, and that's ICE agent. It's right here in Denver, Colorado, and he tried to do his best to serve his country. His name is Voorhees. Corey Voorhees, and I want you to go to this website. This website, and we talked about it last time with my guest from Aspen, Colorado, Mike McGarry, and that website, of course, is CoreyLegalDefense.com. CoreyLegalDefense.com. This man is a 16-year veteran in INS and certainly in ICE, and he is a U.S. Border Patrol. And he's getting screwed just like Ramos and Campion by that Johnny Sutton villain down there in Texas, along with really cheating, lying, and screwing of another Border Patrol agent, Hernandez. And so I would like you go to CoreyLegalDefense.com and do what you can, because this man needs our help. And if you really want to get in on the action and the information of what's going on, get a hold of and stream, if you're in the West right now, KHOW, 6:30, and you can get on Peter Boyle's on tomorrow morning and rest this week. Peter Boyle's is really dealing with this thing, and he's taking advantage of what he knows. KHOW.com, and listen to and even instant message him. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Frosty Wildridge, your host. We'll be right back with our guest after these comments. Thanks for joining us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us at Connecting the Dots. Before we get into the show, I would like to make sure that you get to the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us. And if you'd like one of those great T-shirts, state your size, send $15 in, address it to Frosty Wooldridge, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And I guarantee you that you can see what the T-shirt looks like on the website. We wore it on the 20,000-mile journey last year around 48 states, and it got on over 95 television interviews. And I guarantee you it is a T-shirt that will, again, support that ride and the expenses that we incurred, but also it will give you quite a conversation piece, and people will come up to you, and they'll want to know why. And you'll have a little card for them, and you'll have a little answer sheet, and boy, it's a lot of fun, and you'll get a lot of friends and family and folks and strangers will be in your bailiwick on this thing, because everybody's worried about this, everyone's concerned about it, and when they get somebody like you with a T-shirt like that, and I wear mine everywhere, Howard wears his everywhere, it's pretty exciting, and it really fires people up. I just walked into, I think it was a Office Depot or Office Max just last week, and three couples just grabbed me. I couldn't believe it. What can we do, and what do you got? And so I gave them, of course, the stuff that I'll send you. So also, numbersusa.com. Join it. Tell all your friends to join. Fire Coalition, also .com, Fire Coalition, Jason Rochek, former U.S. Army West Point graduate, captain of the United States Army, a fellow officer, just a heck of a man. Alipac, alipac.us with William Gein. So you've got the places to go, and go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, because you get all that information, get that action sheet, and send it to all your friends. We're now at about 515,000 people in numbersusa.com. Roy Beck, again, came out and visited us last week. I got to talk with him at length. And we're on the offense, and that's why I'm excited. That's why you can probably tell my voice is a little charged, because when you start shifting the tide in a football game and you start coming from the losing end to the winning end, and then you can start crushing them because you have the stronger team, your smarter team, and in this case, the team that's a legal team, then it is very exciting. And one of that team members right now I'm going to introduce to you, his name is Jeff Schwilk. He was born and raised in Southern California. He joined the Marine Corps right out of high school and served for 21 years as an intelligence specialist and intelligence chief in a variety of billets and locations around the world. He served as a security manager for various senior commands and held top secret or clearance for his entire career. And he participated in the planning for both the Gulf War and the latest war in Iraq. This man is a man after my own heart. My daddy was a Marine. Of course, I was born on a Marine base. I was right there at Camp Lejeune, a Marine Corps Supply Center, Albany, Georgia, Kaneohe Bay, right out there in Hawaii, on Oahu, right out there in San Diego, in Chicago. And my dad was a recruiting sergeant. So I'm very much aware of what it is and takes to be a Marine. My dad was a master sergeant also. And right now, Jeff, of course, is the head of and leading an advocate for the SanDiegoMinutemen.com, and that's S-A-N-D-I-E-G-O, San Diego Minutemen, one word, .com. And please welcome him to the show. Jeff, thank you for being with us tonight, and welcome to Connecting the Dots.
Well, thanks, Frosty. It's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Well, it truly is an honor to be with you, and I just I know all the listeners across the country appreciate what the U.S. Marines are doing, not only in the past, what they're doing right now, what they'll do in the future, and that's to serve America with their lives if needed and called upon. And that's what they're doing over there in Iraq right now. They're certainly doing it in Afghanistan. And we appreciate, as a grateful nation, your service and the service of every U.S. Marine from day one till now. And now you're serving again. And you're serving out there in California, but you're making an impact all over the country. Give me an appreciation of why you started the SanDiegoMinutemen.com.
Well, thanks for all the accolades there. And I'm a proud retired Marine, as all Marines are that have served, whether it's 4 years or 30. You know, I retired in 2003, and I thought I would do like most retired Marines, go out in the civilian sector and have that second career. And while I was mulling over, you know, what I wanted to do and taking some time off and enjoying life, and then along came the Minuteman Project in 2005 and started getting interested in that. I thought, what's going on here? Why are people going out to the border and doing all this stuff? And, you know, kind of looked at it, studied it, and realized, holy cow, they've got a point. They've got a message. And this border thing is 10 times worse than we're being told by the media and our government. And I just had to get involved in some way and at least give it a try and you know, join with the team there and make a statement. And I did. And here when it came to Campo, California here, I definitely was involved and loved it. I loved helping the Border Patrol. They need the help. And we made a difference out there on the border for 3 weeks. And once that was over, I just felt that there was so much, still a lot to do, with more to do, and especially here in San Diego, we're so close to the border, kind of a border town, border county, and I just started looking around and realizing that illegal immigration is touching almost every part of our lives, and hardly, you know, none of it in a positive way, almost all of it in a negative way, and somebody had to do something, and I had the wherewithal and financial means and everything to, you know, start this group and do it as much as I could, which has rapidly turned into a full-time operation over the last 2 years. We just celebrated our two-year anniversary in October, and we're going stronger than ever and, you know, growing and doing it the right way, you know, taking the middle ground there and just being politically active and doing all the things that we have to do as citizens. That's all we are, as citizens. We're not special or anything like that. We're just dedicated, and we've joined together in a group to fight and you know, political activism and anything we can do in our communities to fight the problem and expose the problem is what we're trying to do right now.
Well, you're doing an outstanding job, and of course I've gone to your website, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go to this website, and if you can, support this website and support Jeff's work, because not only will you appreciate what he's doing and what all of those Minutemen are doing in San Diego, and I was right there last year, gave a speech right down there in San Diego on the waterfront, along with quite a few other patriots. The key is that we're all neighbors. We're all getting into this thing together, whether it's the Minuteman Project right here with Jeff and his team and crew, all the way to Rick Beseda up there in Chicago, Joyce Tarnow down in Florida. The key is we're all banding together. We have to band together, because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves in a whole heap of trouble. Now, you also sent me a YouTube address. Do you have any information on what that YouTube address is going to show?
Yeah. We're pretty proud of our YouTube site. We're kind of late getting in the game, but about 8 months ago or so, we started looking at that as a way to educate people in an entertaining kind of way. So people familiar with YouTube, just go to our account, SD Minutemen, on YouTube. And we don't have a whole lot of our own videos posted there yet, just due to the time that it takes to do that. But what I'm really more proud of is our collection of local videos shot by other people and other accounts on YouTube. So our favorites, I think we're up to about 90. And if you just dropped onto Earth and have no idea what's going on in San Diego, or maybe you just live in a part of the country where you don't hear anything about the West Coast, and you want to see what's going on here, and it's quite a lot. It's basically a full-out war. I think we're similar to what's going on in places like Laredo, although that's a very violent situation. Here, it's kind of a cold war, but a pretty warm cold war, I guess you could say. It's political battles every day. The activists here have a firm foothold, or had a firm foothold, and we've been working to dislodge them for the last 2 years, and we've had a ton of success just exposing them for what they are and who they are and what their real agenda is. I mean, they just... Unfortunately, the American people are just so gullible. When somebody calls themselves a border angel, they get all gushy and want to throw money at them and thank them for all their great work at the border, giving water to the migrants. But, you know, that's a front group for a radical open borders Reconquista movement, and we have several of those here in San Diego. So we're fighting it on all fronts, and we're having great success, and we're just doing it very methodically just working in with activism every day on a volunteer basis. So it works, you know, and it can work anywhere, whether you have big problems or small problems in your town, that you can band together, because strength in numbers. One person cannot, you know, do all the lifting and all the work. You have to have people that with different specialties and different connections and different just different things that they can contribute. Everybody has a knowledge base, background, and things that they bring to the fight, and that's the key. You got to get to know as many people as possible and let them play on their specialties and their strengths, and you can really move mountains, and that's what we're doing down here.
Well, that's exactly what you're doing, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to get a hold of Peter Boyles up here in Denver and try to get him to interview you on his program, because you're well-spoken and obviously a U.S. Marine, a veteran U.S. Marine of 20-plus years. Peter Boyles is really hammering on this thing, and we need to have him really recognize you down there in San Diego. And again, we're all doing this together, and you'd be amazed. I get on a lot of radio shows. I've been on the 12 a week. Sometimes I get on 7 or 8 per day. And the key is to bring education, and then bring activation and inspiration, because we can and we are and we will change this national nightmare into a positive, because that's the way we are. We're Americans. Same thing happened back in 1775. It was just a few people wanted to say, hey, enough of this. And the Boston Tea Party and Samuel Adams and Paul Revere, they're the ones that started that darn thing. And look what it led to. And Samuel Adams almost single-handedly started the revolution in the streets of Boston and Philadelphia there. And Paul Revere was instrumental. It just blows me away. If you look at those men back then, we're doing the same thing here in the 21st century, and so really it's exciting. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about San Diego's border situation, fence or no fence. Jeff will be right back after these comments. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. See you on the flip side.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And one of the things I'd like to do before we get back into this interview with Jeff is this. Each and every one of you can do your part and also be a part of Republic Broadcasting and just make sure that you know that we're closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And so those days that RBN will not be operating nationwide. And also, for those of you who do not know it or not, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and all the hosts really have a chat room on the homepage for all the listeners to communicate with each other and the hosts of RBN. And if you care to, make sure you go to the republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to get the shortwave, it's right there. The numbers are all there. But all the information is on republicbroadcasting.org, and I really encourage you to take advantage of that. And so now we can get back into what we're talking about. And Jeff's right down there in really the hot zone, if you will. What's happening with San Diego's border situation? What about the fences? What about the non-fences? What about, I think it was because of the wildfires, and some said that maybe some of the illegals, certainly the drug lords, started the wildfires in California. That took a lot of the, 800 of the National Guard off the border, and all sorts of mayhem cut loose, and they got more drugs in. So if you could give us more information on that or dispel any rumors, that's appreciated.
Yeah, sure thing. We are trying to monitor these latest rounds of fires and all the fires we've had over the last year. They're, you know, even when there's not massive destructive wildfires. We still have occasional brush fires that do damage throughout the summer and fall, and we've had a few this summer. But we try to look at each one and analyze and see, you know, was that started by a campfire, by migrants moving, you know, from the border to wherever it is they're going to finally get to their destination. And there's these routes that go through the mountains in East San Diego County, and they've been there for years and years and years, and they're used every day. And especially when it starts getting cool at night, the migrants like to start their campfires for cooking or heat or whatever, and occasionally one of these gets out of control and starts a wildfire. So that's happened over and over throughout history. Unfortunately, that's never made public. The funny phrase they use here, which we've finally discerned is a code word. They say that they're illegal campfires. So that's, we figured that out. That's pretty much code for an illegal alien campfire, but they don't want to put that part in there. But we know that that's usually what that entails, because if you're out in the middle of the woods in the wilderness and a fire starts, then a very good chance it's illegal alien migrants that are moving through the area and having their campfires, or a cigarette butt, just throwing a lit cigarette down. Most of these guys smoke, and they'll smoke on their journey, and you know, a cigarette into the dry brush can start a fire too. So we don't know what the percentage is, but obviously many of the fires started over the years in Southern California, especially in San Diego County near the border, have been due to illegal aliens, especially the closer to the border, before they get picked up and hauled away somewhere. So, but as far as this latest round, we have not gotten confirmation that the Harris fire down by the border that started down there was illegal aliens. It very well could have been. We just don't have confirmation. Mm-hmm. I believe it started about 2 miles from north of the border in a known crossing corridor or transit corridor. So, you know, we're trying to monitor that and see if we can find out, you know, the exact cause of it. I don't know why we don't know that yet, but if we do, we'll put that on our website for sure and let everybody know. There definitely was. I live in Vista up in North County, and there definitely was an illegal alien, 19-year-old with his younger brother, who was caught on the first big day of the fires. Some of them were already roaring through the county, and this guy went out in a brushy field behind, it was kind of in a suburban area and some stores and stuff, and he lit a fire in the middle of 50 mile an hour winds, and they caught him, and he's in jail, and he's got an ice hold on him. So it's not a stretch at all to say that a lot of the illegal aliens start fires either deliberately or unintentionally. In this case, the guy was, you know, just playing around, I guess, and thought it would be fun to see how fast a fire could spread. Luckily, they got it under control before it could really do any damage. So, but he, you know, he's in jail for arson, and will be tried and convicted and deported eventually when he gets out of jail. So I believe another fire was started up north in L.A. County, and that was confirmed to be an illegal alien too. But we had about 5 or 6 fires down here, and haven't confirmed any of those were illegal aliens. But it's likely that at least one of them was. So, yeah, it's a problem. And you know, along those lines, one of our biggest problems down here is these canyon dwellers, these canyon campers. Cost of living, obviously, in San Diego is very high. Rent is high, you know, usually close to $1,000 just for the cheapest apartment.
Right.
And the migrants make, you know, $6.75 an hour, maybe a little bit more, depending on what they're doing. And they're just, there's no way they're going to pay rent. And they want to send as much money home as possible. So what we've had for over 20 years in San Diego County, all over the place, where I live in Vista and down in McGonigal Canyon, and in San Diego, that's the famous camp that has fluctuated between 300 and 2,000 migrants living in the canyons over the last 20-plus years.
How do they have any kind of a human waste responsibility with that many people?
There is no responsibility.
Oh, my God, that must
every,
be unbelievable.
Yeah, environmental nightmare, and you can't find an environmental activist within 50 yards of this issue. They won't touch it because, as I was told, Sierra Club and all these, of course, if it was me and you doing it, they'd be on us all over us. But when it comes to because it involves illegal alien issues, they are hands-off. They prefer to not get involved. And that's really disappointing because that's at the detriment of the environment, of the people.
Oh, that is.
This is about...
I got a break for this break right now. Jeff, thank you. We'll be right back with Jeff Schwilk, the head of the San Diego Minutemen, You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and we have callers from Canada and Pennsylvania. We'll be right with you, Mike and Jack.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill.
I can't believe it.
A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. We're here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, talking with Minuteman, San Diego Minuteman, Jeff Schwilk, and he is, of course, a former United States Marine. If you have any questions of my of Jeff, I've got 1-800-313-9443. If we can, let's go. Let's talk about San Diego's border situation as far as the fences, Jeff.
Sure, Frosty. I think we have a unique situation here in San Diego. We have 45 miles of border, approximately. We've had that double fence down there, as most people know, for about 10 years or so, that they call it Duncan Hunter's fence, where, you know, it was just so out of control in the late 80s and 90s with mass crossings right into suburbia here in San Diego that they had to do something. It was just a free-for-all, hundreds of people every night making a rush. So they smartly built this really, really good double fence down there, and it's quite a sight if anybody's seen it on the news or whatever, and it works. And
it works. I've seen it.
That's the point. It works. It's about 14 miles of fence, and they've expanded it, I think, another mile in the last year or so, and it's out going towards the east, and they want to get it all the way to the west, to the ocean, a few more miles there. So the point is, it works. All these people that get on, especially all the politicians and candidates, and they ask them, do you support a fence? Well, no, fences don't work. We need agents and all that. And even some border patrol shy away from the fence a little bit. But I can tell you, in certain areas like where it is there, and probably many areas along the border, that double fence works. And we need that all the way through San Diego County's borders, because you go 10 miles to the east, 10, 15, 20 miles to the east, Tecate area, if anybody knows that area, Campo, where we did our border watch, all the way out to the Imperial County line, it is a free-for-all still. They have this little 30-year-old corrugated metal fence that acts more like a ladder than as a deterrent,
right.
8 to 10 feet tall, but you see grandmother skating it. I mean, it's not that hard. And it's a free-for-all every day and every night. And whether National Guard's there or not, or more Border Patrol agents, of course, helps. But you need a physical barrier, and you need a good one. And we're getting, you know, shafted out here in San Diego, as most people are along the border, by not getting this fence built in a timely manner. They're not even started it in most of these areas. It's sickening. It's disgusting. Tons of drugs come across every single day, every night, every week. You know, a lot of it gets through because they only have one agent out there for about every 3 or 4 miles, and there's just no way that he can watch that much border. So they get across, they're gone. They're up on I-8, and they're heading east or west, and they're going to get their drugs to the big city and get it out there. And then, of course, you know, anything else. Of course, all the migrants and criminals and gang members come across there. And so we have a great fence that works, and hardly anybody ever gets across. But if you go to the east a few miles, it's pretty much, if you know what you're doing or have a good coyote, you're in. And that's kind of scary when you think of San Diego being a military town, terrorist target. And now we have this new situation where migrants are paying $3,000 to $5,000 to be boated up to La Jolla and Del Mar, which is, you know, a good 15, 20 miles from the border in the ocean. They're taking them up in these boats and beaching them and running away and leaving the boats, and they're bringing in, you know, 12, 14 people at a time. Now, I don't know many dishwashers and strawberry pickers that would pay $3,000 to $5,000 to get here. They must have a heck of a job to pay that much. So it makes you wonder, who are these people? Are they really migrant workers? You know, so our unsecured borders, and just like Tom Pancreto said in his ad yesterday, his new ad, our unsecure borders, we're just playing Russian roulette, whether it's the ports or borders or lack of control there. So we need more fencing here, just like Arizona does, and we need it now because it's getting out of control. And it works. You can't put fence in every mile. Everybody knows that. But where you can put it, where you have a flimsy little metal fence, you need to build the double fence, and you need to do it now. And That will help a lot, and then of course we need a lot more agents, good agents, and then of course the technology helps too. So it's a no-brainer, and that will help start drastically reducing the traffic. I mean, huge.
Well, it certainly would.
So that's a big thing for us here.
If we had Navy Seabees and start building a fence like they build around those submarines. Double Constantino wire, boy, I guarantee you, nobody goes through. Does anybody get through a CB fence that's around all those submarines around the world?
No.
I don't think so.
You know, we secure our houses, we secure military installations and sensitive places and nuclear power plants. We have one of those in San Onofre. I mean, we're very good at securing things we want to secure. Obviously, our open border is by design. A lot of people want a certain amount of flow of people and goods, and that's just disgusting. And you know, you talked a lot at the top of your show about you know, what happened in 1700s with the revolution and taking it back, and it really feels to me, both nationally and locally, that we are experiencing a revolution. People are waking up and going, how can this be? Six years plus after 9/11, how can this possibly be? It's got to be by design. It's got to be on purpose, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's anybody that says it's not is just in a cloud or stupid or something. I don't know, but
denial and out of touch.
Denial, yeah, because it's all of our security that's at stake here, and our quality of life and sovereignty and all that. So we're, you know, it just have to keep pushing it. And you know, I'm watching CNN with the audio off, and they're asking all the candidates about driver's license. So I can't wait to go back and watch the tape and hear their responses. But they all look a little nervous when Wolf Blitzer's asking about it. So we've brought it to the level where, now they have to take a position. And if they're pro-illegal alien, it's going to come out in flying colors. And I don't know how a president that's pro-illegal alien is possibly going to get elected. I just don't see it happening. So I think we're looking pretty good right now.
My question is, my next question is, though, how can the mayor of San Diego promote and include and carry on? This is after Newark, the Newark massacres of Mayor Cory Booker, of all of the Mayor Hickenlooper here in Denver with getting Coloradans killed by illegals after they've been stopped and hooked up by the police and then let go. How can all these things that are happening across the country, how can the mayor of San Diego have a sanctuary city in 2007, November the month? How can that go on?
Well, that's what all the citizens of this county want to know. And we've been asking, and we're not getting a straight answer. We're getting an answer that says, well, we're not really a sanctuary city. Well, that's just not true. Now, we may not be sanctuary like L.A. and New York, but we are sanctuary. When you tell your cops, don't ask, don't tell on people that you know are illegal. They don't have a driver's license. All they have is Mexican ID. You know they're illegal, or there's a 98% chance they're illegal. And you're not going to let them question it or at least turn them over to BP or ICE to have them check them officially. That's sanctuary. That's giving people a free pass. Basically, the policy here, and I think it's this way many places across the country, is if you don't commit a heinous crime, a murder or something, your immigration status is irrelevant. And that's what we see played out here over and over. Maybe if we have, unfortunately, a murder of three or four college students, then maybe our mayor will wake up. But right now, all is well. Commerce is flowing. Illegal aliens come here by the hundreds each day in North County, and that's good for a lot of people. So they're just going to keep it going as long as possible, and we're going to fight them until the end. And we're making little gains here and there, but, business interests are entrenched in this county and have been forever. It's going to take a lot to dislodge that, and with the help of our local radio talk show hosts, we're keeping the heat on. And, the bottom line is there's election next year for mayor, and Sanders' approval rating is probably worse than George Bush's. So, if he wants to stick to it and keep claiming we're not a sanctuary city, then he's going to be, flipping burgers in McDonald's next year after he gets beat. So it's his choice. He can do it, change it now, or we'll get a mayor in there that will drop these policies.
There's good news on that one, Jeff, because here in Greeley, Colorado, just about 50 miles away from my house, in the local election here just this month, Selders got beat by the police chief, Ed Clark, and Ed Clark is going to run all the illegals out of that sanctuary city as soon as he takes office. And it just goes to show you, folks are going to stand up, and this 2008 election is going to be huge. And local officials better watch out, because this tide is turning, and it's turning because of all of us, shoulder to shoulder, neighbors, friends, and everybody else along the line are standing up and say, enough is enough, and this is the line in the sand, and this is no longer going to continue. You've got some Escondido victories. How about telling... the reason I want to go over all these things is because these are victories, and these are the victories that are happening across the country. So we're all going to celebrate what happened in Escondido.
Yeah, well, we've got an outstanding city council, four strong members that absolutely 100% against illegal immigration and pro-American sovereignty and all that. The only one that's weak is the mayor, and she says she's a Republican, but she's just like Mayor Sanders and a lot of these Republicans. They're not really Republicans. I don't know what they are, but they have their own interests at heart, and it's not the interests of the citizens or the will of the citizens. But that's the biggest victory, is we got our fourth good member elected last year. So we have a 4 out of 5, just rock solid members there. And with that has come over the last year and a half just incredible pushes against the illegal immigration problem in Escondido. It's a rather large city, about 140-some thousand people, estimated 25%. I think half are Latino and about 25% are illegal aliens. Just an estimation, but that's a lot. I mean,
that's a lot.
You're looking at about 40,000 illegal aliens that have just decided that's where they're going to live. That's their new village transplanted from Mexico, basically. And that's what it turned into, kind of a Tijuana of the north here. And, you know, the good people, Escondido is a beautiful city with some beautiful outlying areas and nice quality of living, nice history, and it's just going to crap. And everybody, the good people that hadn't moved out, decided to fight and to get good people in the city council and turn the tables, just like Lou Barletta did. Just say, you know what, this is ridiculous. We need to take very strong proactive action. They tried a bunch of different ordinances and things of that nature to try to combat it. They sent very strong messages to the open borders lobby, which is very strong in Escondido, and to the illegal aliens themselves, saying, you know what, the gravy train's over. We're not going to mistreat you. We're not inhumane people, but you're not going to run roughshod over the city and demand your rights and demand everything that citizens have. It just doesn't work that way. You didn't come here the right way. You got to play by the rules or find someplace else to live. So one of the best things that they did, which I wish other cities would do, and maybe people should try this with their city, I think it's pretty symbolic, but I think it was last October or November, they just passed a resolution. They got a majority on it, and it's just a resolution saying that, you know, again, mostly symbolic, but we the city of Escondido, do not support illegal immigration, and we will not support it in any way. And they passed it 4-1, and it didn't have any real teeth, but it sent a message. And you know what? School enrollment is down this year for the first time in probably 20 years. And most of the students are Hispanic. So what does that tell you? And then also apartment vacancies plummeted. They're somewhere around 20%, which is unheard of for Southern California. So we think it had a psychological message to illegals and people that thought this was going to be sanctuary forever that, you know what, maybe the writing's on the wall. Maybe I should move somewhere else. Maybe I should go home. It's just not going to be as good a life here as an illegal alien as it used to be. The other thing they're doing there is a lot of checkpoints. Those have turned out to be very effective, sobriety checkpoints and things of that nature. They end up catching many, many illegal immigrants on each of these checkpoints because they're all out there driving without licenses, insurance, registration, all that. Sure. So when they catch them, they impound the cars and they turn them over to ICE. And Escondido is the only city in our county that has an ICE agent in the jail. So they're basically cranking on all cylinders, and the message has been sent. You know, life isn't going to be as good in Escondido as it is in some other cities around the area. So, if you want to live in the shadows, you know, stay. But if you commit a crime or if you, think it's going to be the same as it used to be, think again, because they're going to take a hard action on you. And all it is enforcing the law. So, like I said, nothing personal. Doesn't matter if you're Canadian or German or whatever you are. If you snuck into Escondido and you're trying to steal off the system and do all this other stuff, no more. You get caught, you're going to get dealt with by ICE, and the rest will take its course. So that's a great, they're leading the way, they're setting the example, and we're waiting for other cities in the area to start kind of coming around to that. But it's good to have a strong city near you.
Well, it certainly is, I've met Lou Barletta and have great regard for him. And I got to see him again this October. I met him last year, and I met him this October. And he really is a national hero because he's one of those men, along with the women out there, that create the tipping point. They lead the charge. They get out in front of the wave, and they say, hey, let's stand up for the rule of law. Let's stand up for the Constitution. Let's stand up for the rights of citizens of this country. And that's what's happening in Escondido, and it's great to see because it's now happening in Georgia. It's certainly happening in great places like the great state of Oklahoma right next to us here in Colorado. And, of course, Arizona doing great work. And we're starting to kick it up ourselves here in Colorado. What about those labor sites, those day labor sites that are really the mischief of all that's going on and allow such employers to get all these illegal aliens, not only to have them break the law, but employers break the law also? What's going on there?
Yeah, like many places around the country now, we have a lot of day labor sites, and we probably have our just more than our fair share down here. In a county of 3 million people, we have about 40 major day labor sites throughout
Good
the
grief.
County. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You can pretty much drive a mile and run into another one. There's only two that are formally run, and that's a good thing. And they wanted to to have others, and we've blocked those. Anytime a city starts talking about, oh, we're going to make a formal hiring site and we're going to bill the taxpayers for it, we say, no, you're not. And we've squelched it in Vista and we've squelched it elsewhere. That's just not going to happen. We've already got two, and maybe someday they'll go away. They both claim that they check, people's papers, but
how fast
we know
that.
Yeah, but so we have all these informal ones, which are even worse, really, because they're unregulated. Guys standing in the corner, and nobody knows who they are. And a lot of them turn out to be criminals. I mean, we've been attacked by some of these guys. We had the John Monte case here, which has kind of gotten pretty famous around the country, where our city attorney in San Diego went after him falsely. He got jumped by eight migrants, and unfortunately he was alone, so it was his word against theirs. And they ended up turning the tables on him and charging him with beating up eight migrants, which is, it'd be quite a Herculean feat if he was able to do that, but he didn't. And so they ran him through a trial, but of course he was found innocent. But that's what goes on here. When you fight illegal immigration, the forces align against you, and you better have your ducks in a row, because they come after you hard. I've got two pending lawsuits on me now, and the third one was dismissed. So they'll throw everything at you. They want to try to intimidate you and get you to back down, and it's just not going to happen. This is our country. We have the right to defend it, and we do everything legally. And they can accuse us of everything. They can do whatever they want. We are not going to back down to these thugs and these paid agents of foreign countries, and we're just going to keep fighting and try to keep these day labor sites to a minimum. The camps, again, fire danger, open fire pits, prostitution, young girls.
We're going to have a little quick break here. If you didn't back down at Paris Island at boot camp, I guarantee you're not going to back down now. We're talking to U.S. Marine Jeff Schwiltz. We'll be right back and finish up the hour and give you some new ideas. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2222 3202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us again at Connecting the Dots. And I want to make sure you go to this website, www.sandiegominutemen.com, all one word, and really respond to what Jeff is doing. The United States Marine Corps not only called him into service after high school and served for 20 years, this country he's now serving once again in another capacity. And obviously, you learn a lot in the Marine Corps in 20 years, especially in the arenas that he was as a top secret clearance and certainly as a security manager and certainly as a specialist and intelligence chief. He knows what's going on out there, and this country is at risk. And every time another illegal alien comes across the borders, we don't know what their background is, what their intentions are, what kind of diseases they carry. And that's why we're stopping them, and that's why this nation has to secure its borders. Do you have anything or any other thoughts in the last couple minutes as far as trafficking of the Mexican girls for sex for migrants, the John Ponte prosecution, or certainly St. Peter's Church DLS? Just kind of give us a roundabout on that, and then any other ideas you have for the audience out there.
Well, I think the biggest thing we're facing here, and the thing that really got us spun up on the migrant camps, I didn't even know they were here. I don't think most San Diegans really realized that there were more than just a couple homeless people living in the canyons and the camps around the county. And about a little less than 2 years ago is when I was told by John Monte that, you know, that you should see this McGonigal Canyon, hundreds and hundreds of guys living down here with prostitution. And I thought, wow, that's pretty wild right there. I mean, this isn't out in the boonies. This is in the San Diego city limits near Rancho Penasquitos, all within less than a quarter mile of new home tracks.
Right.
So it's right there. They come out of the canyons, obviously, to work and to pick the things, the fruits. So they're wandering through the neighborhoods, hundreds of guys, and then on Wednesdays and Saturdays they bring in young girls for prostitution. And when I started researching this and finding out what was going on, I mean, it just struck a chord. I don't even have children, but it just, the thought of these 13-year-old girls being brought up from Mexico and forced into prostitution and, you know, having to service, you know, numerous migrants, it just struck a nerve. And it struck a nerve with a lot of my people. And we've been active ever since to end this. Now, of course, you know, there's prostitution and trafficking probably everywhere in the country and probably other places in San Diego. But to have it right there out in the open in the canyon camps, and almost feel like they were hands off and nobody could touch them, and the police wouldn't touch them. The police wouldn't do anything. They knew they were down there doing that, and they didn't care because it's migrant on Mexican girls. So who cares? Well, you know, what if the Mexican girls don't show up that day and they go after your daughter, you know, a quarter mile away in the house? I mean, it's just, we found out that the migrants do occasionally at night get drunk, and they come out and they look for little kids in the neighborhood that might be playing late or something, and they approach them. So, you know, it doesn't happen every day, but if it happens once, it's a problem. And today we just had a canyon camper from Poway, which is nearby to McGonigal, not far away. He pled guilty to raping a 13-year-old boy in July. Mm. He's facing 16 years in jail. So, unfortunately, a lot of these guys are not, you know, they're not great people. They come here and they do bad things, and they probably have a criminal history, and it's got to stop, and we've got to secure our borders and get control on who's here, and that's really all it comes down to, and we're pushing hard for that.
You're doing one heck of a great job on this thing, Jeff, and you know, we are very thankful. I want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, you go to Jeff's website, and that, of course, is www.sandiegominutemen.com. For those of you who want to help out with the Corey Voorhees, it's CoreyLegalDefense.com. Jeff, thank you very much for being on the show. We'll have you back again, and just appreciate all your work.
Oh, thanks a lot, Frosty. Appreciate your work, too.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you've got right from the horse's mouth a U.S. Marine. I'm proud to stand with him. My daddy was a U.S. Marine. Paris Island, Camp Lejeune, you name it. Been there, done that. thanks for joining us once again. And next week we'll have some more great guests to make a great show to help you become more empowered in your city, in your community, in the state. We're going to win this thing. I'm not in this thing to lose. I don't lose. I win. We win. We stick together. We play on the same team. It's called the United States of America. Thanks so much for joining us. Godspeed. God bless. And good night. With